So if he wasn't at home, okay, and he was kaveh himself for Shvisa for Shabbos in an open area, and v'hikiv mechitzas grus, and then he went and closed it before Shabbos with minimal mechitzas. So he either has verticals without horizontals, or Erev below Shesi, or horizontals without verticals. Just by the way, what?
He didn't know better or he didn't have material?
Either way. Just the way you remember it is that the Shesi is Lashon of Shesia, foundation. So that's what you put in first. And then you weave that your Ma'arev, you weave the Erev in through the Shesi. So in the loom, the Shesi are the foundational threads which are there, and the Erev is what you're going to be warping through it back and forth afterwards. So we generally picture the way you make a fence, you have uprights, and then you weave your Erev through that. Theoretically, I could have just on the ends uprights, and then do Erev without a Shesi, and that's the possible example. You just have your horizontal lines without the verticals. So that's a sign, Mutal Talta Bakulai. So such minimal mechitzes are, even though he's Makavit Ladira, but till it's a sign, it's mutter. It's a sign by Eloch, Ein Latalta by Eloch by Arba. But if he encloses an area larger than Sasayim, he can't carry more than Dalad Amos. So Sasayim is mutter, but more than Sasayim is not Osir. More than Sasayim is Osir. Okay? V'chenadimim heim shenayim. This is true, but two people. Two people as well, they have this limitation. If, however, there is three Jews traveling together, chashuvim kashiyora, and Chazal made certain kulas for a shiyora traveling, because it was difficult to travel, etc. They made certain kulas. So they gave a kula over here that by a shiyora, so which of the talta, a kula, I feel, who go to harbe, they could close a very large area. And it's mutter to carry throughout the area, but the point of this was to allow them to enclose as much as they needed. So what does it mean? So what's called yosim tzarchem? Shal yishor beisasayim poni shein tzrichim loy latashmish. The enclosure is very large. If there's a area of beisasayim 50 amas by 100 amas, which they have no use for. In this enclosure, they enclose the base core, right? So that's so base core is 30 base saw, right? So, and the reality is they had animals with them. They needed the animals have to have the room to pasture. They wanted the animals to wander away, so they wanted to be enclosed. So they needed it for the animals. They needed it for themselves in space, etc. With all the animals that they have, there's a base saw of amount of area which they really have no need for. That's Yosem Mechnei Tzarchem. Alam Nishar base saw Sayim Pony. If a base of Sayim in that this enclosure is left Pony, is left empty, is left with no use, then, because that weren't Mekel, they enclose too much. So now the whole thing becomes limited to Dalad Amos. In this scenario, with the three people, they were saying it's a problem is if they enclose more than six base saw. If they did not enclose more than six base saw, even though they had very little usage, and they didn't really need the Beis Hasayim. But the Maisa Chazal were Mekel, because we could theoretically say that each person has a right to a Beis Hasayim, and the three people, so they have a right to six Beis Hasayim. Hagoy enem Yehuda, any Yehuda enem Mitzarif l'Shiyora, v'yishom to whom din katan enem Mitzarif. Okay. Zalak to Mishra Baruch. Yerachit Yishra v'sabika. So who had done a field of a mokim yishub gam kein mutar at tzasayim. This halacha that he encloses it with Mekitzas Gruas, he's allowed to carry up to Beis Hasayim. So it's not only a heter when he's traveling and he's in a bika. Even he's in a mokim yishub, right? So he encloses with Mekitzas Gruas up if the area encloses up to Beis Hasayim and not more, he's allowed to carry. If it's larger than that, he can't carry. Why did the Mechaber talk about a bika over here? If he doesn't really have a way to do better, but we're still not going to absolve him of the responsibility, that halacha, and we're going to say that if it's more than the Beis Hasayim, he can't carry more than Dalai Lama's. Okay.
What is more than Beis Hasayim?
The enclosure that he enclosed is more than Beis Hasayim. So how's it a mechitza? How's it enclosed? So he put these konim in the karka. And the gap between them was love. They were love with each other. Okay. So it's a halachic enclosure.
Because it's raining.
And now there's nothing holding them together, so that makes them much more flimsy. So if they're very flimsy and they're going to move in the ruach, they're not a mechitz at all. That's not even mechitz shesi. No, they were in the ground. They were anchored well enough in the ground that the wind is not going to cause them to move. So we'll see later on that there is a halacha requirement of a certain strength to a mechitza. Okay. We'll see later on when we get to those halachas how much movement is considered significant. You know, is it even a mashua movement or whatever it is. Okay. So you have your shesi below Erev, or you have Erev below shesi. So how would you do that? I mean, shesi below Erev, you can picture, you put poles on the ground, you know, even though you do not connect them horizontally, but each one stands by itself. But how do you have Erev below shesi? You just have horizontals without any verticals. That's impossible. So what it means is, Gajahikiv kama chavolim zelam alamin zeh. Ve'imen chavol lechavol shloshat tvachim. So you had a post in the corner, and then you ran a rope from one to the other. So ropes, you can run quite a distance. So that's not considered that there's a chassis, because a post in two corners, you don't have a wall of chassis over there. Right? So you have your post over here, and you ran ropes. And those, each rope is lower to the other, and the bottom one is lower to the ground. If you enclosed an area based on the dev that has a halachic equivalent of a shesi below Erev, so the Gern Yaakov points out that the Rashi and the Dvar say that. Okay.
Seems that this is worse than its source of Pesach.
This is worse than its source of Pesach. Well, they did not allow source of Pesach for the. I'm trying to remember what the law is by Shiora if it serves a Pesach works.
But we're saying even here, even in Yishuv, we're saying this limitation applies to a chassis alone. And in Yishuv, we use serves a Pesach.
Correct. Yes. Now, take a look over here in the Shartzin, the important Shartzin in Beis. So he says that the case were that your chassis was a distance from each other, but less than 3 tefachim. Magen Rabba, Kabanos Lamuta im Hemidim Besamach Zeitzel Zeh. If they're immediately adjacent to each other, after chassis levad nechshav mechitzah mula. Even though you only have chassis, but if they're right next to each other, I mean, there could be a minimal gap. But they're basically placed the way you would normally place to make a wall, so that's sufficient, even though there's only chassis. Chaling and Erev Kiagav. Vayim Prim Gadam Shesim and Shin Samabe Gimel. Shem Tzadid, the Prim Gadam adds a connect like this. The Mechitza Shal Chassis. Vosa Kona Achaz Lamala Lechaber Hakonim. And he doesn't have an Erev going across throughout the whole height of the wall, but across the top he has a long board which is connecting all of them. He has an Erev on top. Havi mechitza mula umotafila b'yosef b'sasai. So you consider that's considered a valid mechitza. So it's relevant to people have, let's say sometimes they want to use an enclosure around their backyard. So if they have a large piece of property, so many times the fence, some fences are just chassis below Erev. That's not a problem, because even in the case of chassis below Erev, usually there's a board, there's one beam going across the top, connecting all of them together. So that's called a mechitza mula, and that's not a problem. So even though it has a gap, it's not a problem.
We don't mean literally across the top, right?
Just mean. It doesn't mean across. Yeah,
towards
it means,
the top.
Yeah, towards the top. Yeah. So this the Mishabura brings the Prima Gadim over. He sounds like he's being masked to the Prima Gadim. Right. There are friends who argue the Prima Gadim. Mishabura seems to be like the Kool Aid is quoted as anybody argues. Okay. So in a case where you have this mechitza gerua, so then up to the area of Sasayim. Ad Sasayim v'ad b'chlal, up to and including Sasayim, if that's the area which is closed, he's allowed to carry there. Abba Yosef is Sasayim. If the area is closed, it's more than base Sasayim, then it's afilu is law, he cannot carry there. Afilu hutzarach l'tashmisha, even though he needs it. In other words, he's enclosing the area which he finds necessary for all of his animals or whatever he has with him, etc. We're still going to, but the one individual or two individuals in this type of scenario where the mechitzas grues, that's not a valid enclosure for such a large area. You can't carry there. Mr. Sain Be'elech, So it sounds like Mr. Sain is included. It means more than Mr. Sain. From beyond Mr. Sain, it's a problem. They gave it in like we had before, like a caramelist. Which is not an invalid enclosure, which is not hukka v'dira. So we're also, it's a valid halachic enclosure, but it's not hukka v'dira. But it's so large, and such mechitzas, we gave it a halacha like it's not hukka v'dira. But over here, we're not going to allow you to carry. We said before, in the case of the Karfif, you're allowed to carry from the Karfif to the Karmelis. which is an issur d'rabbanan, because our matter in order to be maimed and strengthen the concept of karfa. But over here, it is a mechitza. You can't carry from there to a karmelis. It's a chumra which we added on top of the din of rishus yachid, but we didn't take away the issur of rishus yachid. Kamalkan l'nechshel the karmelis gomer sheim mutal l'hotzi menu the karmelis acher. You cannot carry from here to a different karmelis. The mamas rishus yachid gomer who ayin loved loved is rishus yachid gomer. Asher gemir b'chazal l'chadchila mishum nahavi mechitza gruah, because mechitza gruah, Chazal did not want that, so they ousted you from carrying there. But they did not minimize. They weren't mata the surim of rishus yachid. Now mechitza gomer is what the talta b'kula feel how you marks the gerser mesasayim harbe, because the hook of the dira. Shekivim larger behem b'Shabbos the feel who rak al Shabbos achas. See, even though the enclosure is only for one Shabbos, but for this Shabbos, he went and enclosed it with intent to use it for Shabbos. So that's called Hukav Zadira. So he'd be allowed to carry in a large area. Two people get the Beis HaSayim. Three people already can have a dinner of Shiora, and you can enclose even a very large area. But it shouldn't be more than Kedei Tzorcha, which means you shouldn't have a Beis HaSayim useless in this in the enclosure. So once you have that, he can't carry anywhere, because the whole Mechitza is undermined by that. When is this? When they enclose more than six saw? Here's the basis sign. Al sheish, the sheish shoyim who shloisha anoshim, three people. The whole echad basis sign. Each one gets a basis sign. Hey, mekibul yoser to go in sheva. Lahuzchel lechamish. So that scenario that they deserve to get six. They got minimum. They got they enclosed seven and they only needed five. So that situation, an issur to sign party. Well, ken oser. That's the case which we were saying now with the Nazar. The original enclosure was only six or less, even though there's a Beis HaSayim which is empty, still good.
Still good?
Yeah.
No.
Kim the Sheshu Shir the Shosha Noshim, the Cholecha Beis HaSayim. Even though it's the base assignment which is Pony, because now we're not Machmer, since there's three people here and each one deserves a base saw, base Sasayim. So together they have a right to six base Sasayim, even though they didn't use it.
Six base saw.
Yeah. My Tazli Rabba, who came across the Sefer Gonyak, it was called Rishonim Cholkim Azeh, Vedaitim, Dafa, Meshesh, Kol Shesh, Sasayim, Pony, Osir. That many Rishonim argue on this Shita, he brings the Rambam, Rashi, Ritva, Reb Hananel, that this doesn't work. Okay, go back to the Bir Halacha. If there's Beis HaSayim, which is not used at all, it's unused, so then the whole thing becomes Osir. Even though it's less than the whole enclosure, is less than base six base saw. He enclosed five, he only used three, but there's two of which he didn't use at all. That ushers the whole thing. Take a look over here in the Bir Halacha. I'm Tashavah, the set of Lerma, the Mahoya Sholosh Machitas Mulais. Three of the walls were complete. The Minotaurah Habir Shasayachid Gomer. So according to Rashi and most Rishonim, Shasayachid Arisa is three walls. And the fourth wall can be totally open. Mirabonan, that's not acceptable. Minarais, that's sufficient. Rama holds that even three walls, Minarais is not a Rishon Tziyach. The Rambam. Rama holds you need four mechitzas. But Rashi and Moshe Shenem hold that you need three mechitzas is enough to rise. So since there are many Rishonim that say like that, so in the case where there are three walls which are ma'ula, so even the fourth wall was not there, Minarais is a Rishon Tziyach. So, if the three walls are complete, so then the fourth wall can be Shesi or Erev, and that's still considered a valid enclosure. Shatata filo machzekis, Yerushin and Beis HaSayim. In other words, Midrashah, you have currently Mishnah, it has three valid full walls. So it shows Yachad Midrashah. So we were machmer to make a fourth wall, and I said, you know, we're so machmer a fourth wall that we're going to be very upset that you make a chassis without air blow chassis. And that, it's like you're not listening to us to make a wall. You made something that's good enough. We're not going to be machmer in this situation. Okay. Base. How your shloisha hekivu kol tzarcha. So there's three people. They enclosed a large area which they needed. So they enclosed not more than six bases. Besor, they enclosed 10 besor. They needed all 10. Now umeis echad b'shabbos. One of the individuals died on Shabbos. So now there's only two people. The two people, you don't get more than besor sign. Mutar b'chol Shabbos. Since the beginning of Shabbos, this situation they were permitted to carry in there. I mean, a rice, there's a lot of carry in there, and there's no problem. And Chazal were Mekai, but they were at the beginning of Shabbos, they did their due diligence and enclosed it appropriately for when there's three people. In fact, the one dies in Shabbos doesn't make it awesome. Let's say the opposite. There was two people, and they enclosed too large of an area. And all of a sudden on Shabbos, a third guy shows up. And a third person joined them on Shabbos. He did a Ruvit Chumen or whatever it is, and he joined them. So he's sitting over here. Now we have three people. Well, so at the beginning of Shabbos, only two people. Now you have three people. So Asurim, Kima Shidduch Shabbos B'Yisr. So the kriyas of whether we're going to allow them to carry in this Mokim is decided at the beginning of Shabbos. Scenario number one, there were three people, so it's mutter. Scenario number two, there's two people, so it's awesome. Even later on, the three becomes two, and the two becomes three. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't change anything. Shabbos, however, this halacha in the ratio that it started out with three becomes two, it remains mutter, is only for that the remainder of that Shabbos. But for the next Shabbos, they're going to have to enclose a smaller area or get someone else to join them. Asurim, where's it going on? Okay, it's where there was only two, and then their enclosed was too large. They're also, it remains also even if somebody else joined them on Shabbos. Asurim, Raflam, Eloisha, Shabbos. Again, now the Isra is only the beginning of Shabbos, you had two, now you have three. So after Shabbos, if these three people stay for next Shabbos, you'll have three. We don't say, well, since last week it was Asur, remains Asur this week. But for this week, beginning of Shabbos, it was Asur, it cannot become Mutter in the middle of Shabbos. Asurim, Raflam, Eloisha, Shabbos, the Hobbit, Kinsa, Shabbos, Lahaya, Elishnayim. There's only two people there when Shabbos started, so that's your kaveh and iser remains also. Abul with Shabbos acher is mutter, but if those three people stay till the following Shabbos, then there's three people beginning of Shabbos. The fact that we said last week is also doesn't affect that this week. We're going to say it's going to be mutter because now you have three people. Okay. Okay, now let's say a scenario like this. Call your shloisha. There is three people there. Yekiva kol echad la'atzma. Zebet tzadzeh. They each made their own enclosure. Ve'er v'yachad, they made an arubei chatzeris. So now they're allowed to carry from one to the other. It's even though they're distinct separate shuyas, but the arubei chatzeris takes care of that. But the reality is each person has taken his own area.
Why?
What? Do you catch the case?
They're saying each person.
Each person of the three made his own area. Okay. So they wanted to maintain their items by themselves. So, but they really made a Rubik's Cubes. So now they're allowed to carry from one to the other. But we have to discuss the issue of what is the physical relationship between the enclosures. So we could have a scenario like this. Imam Chitzonim Rechavim, the two outer enclosures, we'll call them Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuben is on the one side, Levi's on the other side, and Shimon's in the middle. So Reuben and Levi, the two outer enclosures, they made a larger enclosure. So there that they enclosed extended beyond the enclosure that Shimon in the middle made. So it's a more expansive chotzer, and a more narrow chotzer in the middle. Shanim says, "I'm sorry, poritz b'maloyi l'chitzonim, chitzonim sheyesh lehem kifufim oitvim alav mikol tzad." So the outer ones have kifufim, but the middle one is poritz b'maloyi. He has the whole side totally open towards these people. Are you ever picturing that? Yeah, but there's a picture that makes life easier. Right? Am I picturing that? You're going to excuse my...
Your stick figures?
No. So, the outer ones are larger. So the outer ones have these gefufim, which we said before, the two of them we are judged as if there's a go across and enclose it. The inner one is totally porous into the outer ones. Okay? But the outer ones are enclosed. They really have a fourth side of enclosure vis-a-vis the middle one. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, there's a picture.
I mean, would you say that corresponds to this picture here?
That corresponds to that picture there. Well, I'm going to get to that next step in a second. Now, the way I drew it, the walls of the inner one are not extending into the outer one yet.
Yeah, this one extends.
We're going to get to why the picture actually has to extend it inside. Okay, that's the next step of the Mishnah, or the Sif, actually. So, nizam soy parts vim loyal lechitzanim. Lechitzanim sheesh lehem kufim oit vim alav mikol tzad. They have kufim. Says lehem kol tzarchem beim soy. I feel im hu gadol harbe. So, the inner enclosure was very long and covered more than base of sign. We said when you have three people, they get kol tzarchem. So, but it has to be enclosed. So, as far as they're concerned, they created an enclosure and everything. So they can use and carry in the middle as well, as long as they would have they need that area for their animals, etc. Why? Shadarim kilo kulam darim b'seichai. So the two outer ones, as it were, join the middle one, that they can dwell in the middle as well. So in the middle there are three people. Once they have a din of shiora in the middle of the section, so then we look at the middle area is the shiora, and the outer areas are like in a chotzer extending out of that. So some disagree. No. We look at each one separately. So they cannot carry more than sasayim, and if they have more than sasayim, so that's their makam ha'aser. Them soy is a poritz b'mloyoy to makam ha'aser. That's the call we said right before it. And if you're poritz b'mloyoy to makam ha'aser, if you're poritz to makam ha'aser, so you can't carry in your area either. So it aser them soy as well.
How is the soy
them soy has no kefufim on the sides and closes area vis-a-vis the outer ones.
It looks like almost like a
you see that
a hallway, so to speak.
Okay. Now So the emsoi was, you'd have the opposite scenario where the emsoi has this nice long wide area, and the outer ones are much narrower. So the emsoi has kefufim vis-a-vis the outer ones. The outer ones don't have anything. They're parts of emloyoi vis-a-vis the middle one. I'm sorry, Megufov. Each one is living in one of those sections. So the outer ones are also, because they're parts of Imloyoi. And now so now you don't have a Shiora anymore. They're not functioning as a Shiora, because they can't join the middle one, so the two outer ones can't join the middle one, so each one's a Yachid. Yachid can't get more than the base of Sasayim, because more than the base of Sasayim, he can't carry. If one of the outer ones is more than Beis Hasayim, so he can't carry. But who is he going to answer? He can't answer the middle one, because the middle one is not part of Bimaloyoi to the outer one. So the middle one remains mutter, and therefore the other guy on the other side will also remain mutter. So if one of them is more than Beis Hasayim, he alone is also to carry, and the other two can carry in their Beis Hasayim.
What time is Mincha?
25. Okay. But the other way around, if the Msoi, who only has the right to base the Sayim, has one of the base the Sayim, he can't carry in his Malkum. And since he cannot carry in his Malkum, and their parts of him loyal to that, so even though they were careful to make their area base only base the Sayim, their parts of him loyal to Malkum Asr, so they can't carry either. Now that's also a scenario where you have one guy in each section. He's taking that section for himself. Now he's going to go through scenarios where it's not like that. But that's probably a nice amount that we should fit off. I'll leave maybe the rest of it for tomorrow. We'll see the Shemurah.
Okay, tomorrow same time, same station.